This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington's Brett Conlon cuts hair and writes songs. Occasionally, conversations at his Lone Wolf Barbershop in downtown Bloomington find their way into his folk punk alt-country songs. Conlon performs at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night as part of the venue's songwriter series. He dropped by the GLT studios recently to talk about his music. Conlon says, though, barbershop conversations aren't his main source of material.
But there's definitely bits and pieces that float in there, you know, sometimes between somebody just talking about loss or like a great moment in their life, or just a really like funny, interesting story that they've shared with me about traveling around, or just something that their parents or grandparents used to do with them or talk to them about or something like that.
Let's talk about some of your songs. And I want to focus on Glad to See You Go, the album that came out, 2-3 years ago now?
Yeah, 3 years ago this December.
Fantastic album.
Thank you.
Let's go with the song Hard, Hard Life.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me it's like a life's progression, right? From being carefree as a young person to now you have a child, from a great life of irresponsibility to someone who has to be responsible now.
Yeah.
We get off the work, bound and golden past five. It's gonna be a good pockets of fun, you won't go hungry tonight. It's gonna be a good life.
I wouldn't say it's like 100% my life, but that was kind of the progression so far. My son's 6 now. I have a daughter that's 2. And I think when I wrote that song, my son was still pretty young, but I had transitioned from being a young, carefree person to now I'm like working this warehouse job and trying to make ends meet and go to school at the same time and write music and try to, so you're in this world of working world but also music world of fun and trying to do both at the same time.
Now maybe you think you're what you need to change from day to day. Maybe you think you're overpaid, yeah. Keep living simple.
You reference your 6-year-old who is in school today.
He's in school today.
How much did that change your outlook and your songwriting?
A lot. There's a couple songs probably on the album that are very geared towards that and reflective of that. Home on Time, I think when I tell that story live, there's really not much of a story to tell. It's, hey, like this song's called Home on Time. It's about not being home on time and feeling like you're constantly disappointing your son or whoever you're trying to get back to.
3 a.m. Am I alone on this interstate? I should be sleeping, it's so late.
It's definitely changed the way that I do shows and travel around and stuff like that. It's a lot. In the past, I would play a show, maybe hang out, stay the night with somebody. Now it's kind of like it's 1-2 in the morning and the show's over and I'm like, you know what, I gotta go back because he's gonna want to wake up at 6 a.m and hang out and do whatever. So
you got him really into music by now?
Yeah, he's got a drum set.
Nice.
So we'll sit down in the basement where I've got all the music stuff and we'll play. I'll kind of ask him, you know, what kind of song do you want to play, and sometimes he'll be like rock and roll, like loud. So I'll just play a super loud fast riff and he'll come in with whatever. And then actually, last time we played, he surprised me. He's like, play something really quiet. And he was like doing all this stuff on the toms, like, you know, just kind of trying to do something real moody. And I was like, all right, I don't know what you're going for here, dude. But
he's got some game, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Got a feel. All right.
Yeah.
We're talking with Bloomington Normal singer-songwriter Brett Conlon. He's part of the songwriter series at Night Shop on October 20th. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Let's go to the title track, Glad to See You Go.
When the life that you know is a pot that's gone cold.
Not taking anything for granted, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. A friend of mine moved with his girlfriend out to the East Coast and kind of just hit the reset button on his life. And I thought that was really cool, and I think they definitely needed that. A lot of people have had that moment in their life where they've seen a friend or a family member that they were used to hanging out with every day and kind of grew up with, and then they're like, all right, well, now maybe we'll see you once a year or whenever.
So if you're going my way, I'll walk with you home. if you're feeling low down, we'll pass the bottle.